The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911. The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Good morning with your Central Coast headlines. I'm Scott Taylor. The prosecutor who won a guilty verdict in the Kristen Smart case is moving on. Deputy District Attorney Chris Pouvrel has announced that he'll be moving to the Monterey County DA's office in January. According to the Tribune, he'll take on the job of supervising attorney. He'll still represent the San Luis Obispo County DA's office in all post-trial matters in the Kristen Smart case. San Luis Obispo County DA Dan Dow said Pouvrel's move will put his experience and talent to great use. A Santa Maria man who was arrested in 2018 following a standoff with police is suing the city of Santa Maria and the Santa Maria Police Department in federal court. John Bright was arrested after neighbors reported shots being fired during an argument between Bright and his wife. The suit claims his civil rights were violated during an arrest and subsequent search of his house. The suit seeks damages, but not a specific amount. And police in San Francisco have been granted the ability to use potentially lethal remote-controlled robots in emergency situations. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The okay came after an emotionally charged debate at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. The vote was 8-3, despite strong objections from civil liberties and police oversight groups. Police officials say they don't have armed robots and have no plans to arm them. A spokesperson says they could deploy robots equipped with explosives against an armed or otherwise dangerous person. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
With your Central Coast headlines, I'm Scott Taylor.